Our Father sent our Lord Jesus Christ down from heaven to live on earth, to experience hardship, to be tempted beyond belief, to live and preach exactly what the Father intended him to preach, to perform miracles, to raise the dead, to love those who are unlovable, and to die so we could be covered from all our sins. As we entered into his new covenant, our sins were blotted out. The only thing the Father sees is Jesus in us. How great is that forgiveness? Praise be to our Lord. God also sent his counselor, the Holy Spirit. How often trouble comes or how often good things come, the counselor living within us is not consulted or praised. Our relationship to our Lord is based on allowing the Holy Spirit to work in our lives, not in just moments of trouble, not in just moments of greatness, all the time, 24 hours a day. Sorry, guys.
You can do it, Bill.
Psalm 34 says, I sought the Lord and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. Perfect example of how the Holy Spirit works in all ways is in Proverbs 3:21 through 24. It says, my son, preserve sound judgment and discernment. Do not let them out of your sight. They will be life for you, an ornament to grace your neck. Then you will go on your way in safety, and your foot will not stumble. When you lie down, you will not be afraid. When you lie down, your sleep will be sweet. How amazing the Lord is that even when we sleep, he is right there protecting us when we let him. When we are obedient to his purposes and only his purposes, we are allowing the Holy Spirit, our counselor, to work for our benefit and his glory, in which we're supposed to put our hope in. Reality for us Christians is described in Ephesians 4:22. You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. Look what happened to Achan and his family when all his trust wasn't put upon the Lord. Probably took only a moment of thought for the enemy to deceive him enough to think he could hide that stolen treasure, treasure that was supposed to be devoted to the Lord. That hidden sin cost Achan his life. It cost his family and many other Israelites their lives, all because of disobedience to the Lord. How often we sin with no regard to how the Lord feels about it. It could be a big sin. It could be a little sin. Sin is sin. Once again, praise be to our Lord that he died to cover our sins. 1 John 1, 5-10 says, this is the message we have heard from him and declare to you. God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. We claim to have fellowship with him, yet walk in darkness. We lie and do not live by the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from all sin. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just, and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we claim we have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar, and his word has no place in our lives. Jesus tells us how to pray in Matthew chapter 6. In verse 12 of the Lord's Prayer, our instructions for prayer are to say, forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Verse 14 goes on to say, for if you forgive men when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. Jacob was a man of God who walked in faith and also wrestled with our Lord. Because of the struggles between men, the world, and walking according to faith, God assured him that he would bring him back to his own country and make him prosper. Jacob prayed to God and told him he was afraid of his brother Esau and reassured God in his prayer that He was going to go and do what he was told, even if he was scared. There were definite doubts, but Jacob's act of faith and doing what was surely going to get him and his family killed pleased our Lord, because it was the path our Lord had set out before Jacob. When we do things according to faith, people that we love may get hurt, friends or family might not understand. Matthew 11:34-39 says, "Do not suppose that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to turn a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies will be the members of his own household. Anyone who loves his father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And anyone who does not take his cross and follow me is not worthy of me." Following our Lord Jesus means we'll have to obey even if it causes grief or discomfort to other people. He will look after those who have been pressed into the consequences of our obedience, just like he did for Esau. Esau was still blessed with a promise of many descendants. We have to watch out for the inclination to dictate to God as to what we'll allow happen if we do obey him. 2 Chronicles 7:14-18, God says, If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. Now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to the prayers offered in this place. I have chosen and consecrated this temple so that my name may be there forever. My eyes and my heart will always be there. The Lord Jesus has chosen us as vessels for himself to be filled with living water and turned into that sweet tasting wine, the Holy Spirit, to be offered up to God as a petition for ourselves. When our temples that the Lord created are used properly, the Lord can reveal his glory through us, which very much pleases God in heaven, because that is all he sees. He sees Jesus. Jesus is our shepherd, and we are his flock. Sheep do not like to get dirty, and the shepherd does not like to lose his sheep. Philippians 4:13 says, "Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead, I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." Jesus is the vine, and we are like branches that have been grafted in, and his sap flows through us. A branch cannot survive if it is not attached to the tree. John 3:17-20, Jesus says, "For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but men love darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that his deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by truth comes into the light so that it may be seen plainly that what he has done has been done through God." Sanctification is a process of being made holy. And conviction is God's way of loving us and keeping us on track. If we were to measure sin, Peter's sin was by far the worst possible. This was a man who lived and followed Jesus for 3 years, probably Jesus' best friend. Peter knew he was the Son of God, yet in his time of trouble denied Jesus 3 times and told them he didn't even know Jesus. This is when his best friend Jesus needed him the most. But Jesus' compassion for him and us is shown in Mark 16:6-7. The angel of the Lord is giving this message. "Do not be alarmed," he said. "You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him? But go, tell his disciples and Peter, he is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you." The fact that he singled out Peter shows us Jesus' love for us. there is no condemnation for those who believe and love the Lord. Proverbs 9:32-36. Now then, my sons, listen to me. Blessed are those who keep my ways, listen to my instructions, and be wise. Do not ignore it. Blessed is the man who listens to me, watching daily at my doors, waiting at my doorway. For whoever finds me finds life and receives favor from the Lord. But whoever fails to find me harms himself. All who hate me love death. In Jeremiah 4:1-4, the Lord tells Jeremiah to tell his people this. If you will return, O Israel, return to me, declares the Lord. If you put your detestable idols out of my sight and no longer go astray, and if in a truthful and just and righteous way you swear as surely as the Lord lives, then the nations will be blessed by him, and in him they will glory. This is what the Lord says to the men of Judah and to Jerusalem. Break up your unplowed ground and do not sow among thorns. Circumcise yourself to the Lord, circumcise your hearts, you men of Judah and people of Jerusalem, or my wrath will break out and burn like fire because of the evil you have done. Burn with no one to quench it. The Lord was about to unleash all kinds of disaster on Israel. His only request to avoid what was coming to harm them was to put all their hope and trust only in the one true living God. And to sum it up, Psalm 91, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely he will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right side, but it will not come near you, for you will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord, who is my refuge, then no harm will befall you. No disaster will come near your tent, for he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against the stone. You will tread upon the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him, for I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Francesca, can you pray?
Sweet Holy Spirit, who guides us, who directs us, who leads us on. When we fall, you pick us up. When we fear, we only have to look to you with radiant faces, knowing you will protect us. We thank you so much, Lord, for all your doings in our lives, and we surrender all our beings to you in Jesus' name.